on the Vermont Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, this is the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work now. From the handy Toyota broadcast booth, here's Michael Lear.
Week 2, Episode 2 of Catamount Insider. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody, for UVM's brand new athletics podcast. This is episode 2. It's Thursday, October 10th. I'm Michael Lear. Last week, we think the podcast went really well, and we're excited to improve it as we go. We're going to have more interviews, more scores, previews of the coming week, whatever you need to get you ready for all things UVM. As always, if you have any questions, comments, or people you think we should interview, you can tweet at UVM Athletics with the hashtag Catamount Insider, and we'll check out your tweets every week. Today's show takes us really all over the program, all over the world. It starts with Kevin Stenen. We'll have the head coach of the UVM men's hockey team after an explosive offensive day against Guelph on Saturday. We'll also have his counterpart from women's hockey, head coach Jim Plumer. For Chat with the Cats, it'll be the dominant freshman from Germany on the men's soccer team, Rasmus Tobinski. And then we'll have a really, really unique interview with Jake Bernhardt. He's the UVM assistant lacrosse coach, but just won a championship in the brand new Premier Lacrosse League. It's a really cool story to talk about this new league that, you know, he went in and won a championship in and what that was like and the whole experience of playing professionally and coaching all at the same time. So that chat with Jake is in here as well. Let's do it. This is Catamount Insider.
Catamount Country! It's time to dance!
Barkin for three. Got it!
Front Shanahan again. She scores!
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win!
As always, we'll kick off every episode with a trip through the athletic department. It was a busy alumni weekend last week, kicked off by field hockey on Friday, who took one of the best teams in the country down to the wire and fell 2-1 to Albany. Men's hockey went to work on Saturday night against Guelph in that exhibition game. They put up 6 goals, 3 on the power play, 2 shorthanded, in overall what was a 6-1 win. One of the best moments of the game came late in it when junior goalie Matt Beck got to play his first ever NCAA minutes. Later on, we'll hear that story from Coach Stenen, so stick right here on Catamount Insider. A reminder that Catamount Insider is brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Women's hockey had a pretty nice weekend as well. They went on the road to RIT and took home a win and then a tie. The Cats posted 3 power play goals on the weekend and scored 7 times in the 2 games. Tuesday at Dartmouth, the men's soccer team had one of the biggest non-conference wins of their season. Alex Nagy scored his first career game-winning goal in what was a 1-0 win over the Big Green. Now, prior to that loss, Dartmouth had won 23 straight home games dating back to 2016. After the game, Rob Dow did a couple of interviews, and in one of them he said, "This is exactly what we needed." Women's soccer is set to start a stretch of back-to-back road games, so they'll be away from Virtue for a little while, coming off a tough loss to UNH. It was highlighted by a rocket shot goal from the local product in Natalie DeRio on Sunday at home. Cross country left the Paul Short Invitational with a really exceptional performance. Head coach Matt Belfield said John Benner's race was simply the best by a man in his time at UVM. As always, full stats, scores, and game recaps are available at uvmathletics.com. Let's get to the guests. Coach Stenen is up to talk about a few great moments from last weekend and what's to come for his crew. That's next on Catamount Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Life is filled with uncertainties. Your career, your health, your family situation, they're all subject to change. So how can you plan for your future when you don't know what it'll hold? Hi, I'm Steve Gentile, a financial advisor right here at Morgan Stanley's Colchester office. I'll work with you to create a wealth plan and manage your investments through all of the changes. To get started, give me a call at 652-6007 and start planning your future today. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
When it comes to any flooring project, Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring has you covered with quality products including ProGen Luxury Vinyl Tile from Tarkett. ProGen is fully warranted and 100% waterproof. It won't warp with exposure to cold or sunlight, so it's perfect for three-season sunrooms, camps, and basements. We offer professional installation services, and customer satisfaction is our number one priority. Talk with the experts at Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring. Pine Street, Burlington, ablevt.com.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Poor Flemmy. Everywhere he goes, he just wants to be friends. Unfortunately, he's the flu monster. And that means flu germs everywhere. And that's scary and gross. Good thing Kinney Drugs pharmacists are ready with this year's flu shot. Ah! Kinney now has needle-free flu shots.
Yay!
Awesome. The flu monster is everywhere. Better get your flu shot at Kinney Drugs. No appointment needed. Most insurance accepted for ages 2 and up in New York, 18 and up in Vermont. KinneyDrugs.com.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse, the area's largest selection of tropical foliage and flowering houseplants. Clausen's is not your average garden center. Clausen's is a must-see with beautiful arrangements and seasonal and house plants, fresh-cut flowers and accessories. Our knowledgeable staff can help guide you to finding just the right plant or accessory for your garden and or home. With seasonal changes, we assure that there is always something exciting waiting for you to discover at Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse.
D Physical Therapy has been serving the greater Burlington area for over 30 years. With three convenient locations in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, we accept all insurances. Treating athletes, the injured worker, the student athlete, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us on the web at dept.com to learn more. That's DEEPT.com.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, Episode 2. Catamount Insider is brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. It's located on Cat Lane in Richmond. I'm Michael Lear, now joined by the head coach of the men's hockey team, Kevin Sneddon, who is coming off of a pretty cool weekend in a 6-1 exhibition win over Guelph. And, Coach, immediate takeaways just from putting up six goals at the very beginning.
Well, I thought we did a lot of good things. You know, I was really impressed, Mike, with the crispness of our passing. Sometimes in those early games, things can get a little bit sloppy. I thought our guys tried to incorporate all the things that we've been addressing in terms of concepts, both offensively and defensively. And obviously special teams was a big factor in the game. There were a lot of penalties. I thought our power play did a pretty good job, you know, going 3-for-7. And then, you know, our kill was pretty good. We hadn't practiced it a lot with so many injuries and different things, but I thought we did a really good job of knocking it down. And then, you know, the fact they contributed two shorthanded goals was the difference in the game. The only real negative I thought was just of the six goals, only one is 5-on-5. So we need to find ways to be more productive, even strength. But all in all, I thought it was really good. It was great to get three goalies in. With all the injuries, we had everybody who was healthy was able to play. So we got a lot of time to have a look at our first year players. So just a ton of positives.
Did you learn anything in just one game about this team? I know you talked about these first 2 weeks being about learning what you have and how to use it. What did you learn from just one game or even the last 2 weeks of practice?
I learned right now, again, it's been a little bit interesting because we haven't been able to have set lines that we would have hoped going into the season. But I thought it was really good from the perspective of seeing, you know, we had a line that was dynamic off the rush and on the power play with the Cipollone line. I thought Misley's line was overall our best line. They were able to grind it out a little bit more in the offensive zone. They were great defensively, great on the penalty kill. We had the DeRoche line that just absolutely was flying around out there, and that team couldn't handle their speed. And then, you know, we had Vlad playing the middle for the first time in a long time, playing with two first-year players. They actually did a lot of good things in the offensive zone as well. So we kind of saw, like, that we weren't one-dimensional. We had a lot of different looks to throw at teams, and we're going to try to keep that going as best we can as some of the healthy guys come back in.
Do you feel like any of those four lines, or maybe you don't know right now, are any of those a set line right now, or you're still kind of piecing it together?
You know, I think Jacques Boucault certainly made a case for playing on that first line. They've been excellent in practice. There's some chemistry there right now, and I think we'll kind of leave that one alone right now. And again, we just have to wait and see of the guys who are healthy that were out.
Where they fit in
and how we can shape it all. We're not 100% on that quite yet.
So a couple of moments just from the game overall. One of my favorite was Bryce Misley's goal, and that's a guy that scored a bunch of goals in junior hockey, came here and hasn't really found it yet. Was it just about time that Bryce starts playing like that?
Well, I think a couple things. I said even before he scored that goal that was the first game that I've seen Bryce play with that kind of confidence, poised with the puck, strong. Like his off-ice training, thanks to our strength coaches, I think has really paid off. And even that burst of speed that he showed on that shorthanded goal, like his leg power is really starting to come into play right now. I thought he was excellent. I thought he was our best forward, you know, quite honestly. So great to see that. Hopefully he can carry that confidence going forward.
We're here with Kevin Seddon, head coach of the UVM men's hockey team on Catamount Insider. It's presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. So another goal scorer, you already mentioned him, in Jacques Boucault, who I've called Boyko at least three times.
You got a tough job this year.
I also need to admit that I called Riley McCutcheon Andrew McCutcheon a number of times.
Sure.
Baseball still on the mind.
Yeah, you've been watching too much pro baseball.
Exactly. So how about Jacques to get a goal like that and also see a guy pick a corner, which really feels good, I think, early in the season to know a guy can have a great shot like that.
Well, we were pretty fortunate to be able to recruit Jacques late in the game. You know, we had some scholarship money left when Jake Massey signed. We didn't have another defenseman out there that we felt like we needed to bring in. And here we go. We have this forward that we weren't, you know, he got injured at the beginning of last year. We knew about him from prep school, but his BC Junior Hockey League debut started with a pretty good injury. He was out for several weeks. So he kind of got hidden on the radar. And then I thought he did a great job, you know, second half in that league. But we didn't know how it would translate. And I know it's still early right now, but I can only go off of what I've seen in practice in that one game and this week in practice. And he's been excellent. And to see that, like, he does that in practice a lot. So it's not just – that wasn't a one-time fluky thing. He can zip a puck. He's got great work ethic. He's hungry around the net. All the things that we felt like we needed to bring in the class, like with a guy like Willie LeMay and Andrew Lucas and Boyko McCutcheon, and certainly Jacques, those are guys that can help offensively.
And one really special moment towards the end of the game, regardless of the fact that it was a preseason game, was the Matt Beck moment. You know the story better than I will, so I'll let you tell it. What was Matt Beck's career like going into that game, and what was that moment like?
Well, he does a lot for this program that, you know, doesn't always go noticed. You know, I think our guys appreciate all that he does to really help our program, to help the community around here, both on campus and off campus. He does a lot of extra, you know, he goes the extra mile for this program, and you know, it got to the point where we wanted Steph to get some game time because, you know, we don't play for 2 weeks. So you never know how these games are going to go. He got a lot of shots, so it was a perfect time to get Harms in for a while. And then it got to a point where it was, you know, 6-1, under 5 minutes to go. The only question in my mind was just like, geez, I don't want to put him right in there. He hasn't had a chance to even warm up, and they got a power play, and their power play was pretty good. But, you know, it was his birthday, and just a way for us to appreciate all that he does for us both on and off the ice. And that was an easy decision to make. And I think if you just see how our players reacted, if you had a chance to see it in the locker room afterwards, he got player of the game presented by our captain Derek Lodemeyer, and the boys all just jumped up and kind of tackled him, and just a lot of love going on. And it was you know, those are things that are important, you know, from a culture standpoint. And we were fortunate we were able to do it.
Did you get to talk to Matt at all a little bit after it, or
I just gave him a hug.
Yeah,
I think
was?
You probably saw it. Just gave him a hug on the ice, told him I was proud of him, and he was pretty emotional. So it was a good night all around, and capped off by a moment like that. You know, those are things that he'll never forget, nor will our players.
About to wrap up here with Coach Sneddon on Catamount Insider. Coach, so now you had the game against Guelph, 6-1 win, and it's, as you said, 2 weeks before you play a game. What is those, I guess, 13 days like before we get to the road game on next Friday?
Yeah, this week's a little bit interesting. We've tried to break it up a little because we're, you know, there's not really a light at the end of the tunnel for the guys to say, okay, we're training all week, we get to play Friday, Saturday, or at least one game. So we've tried to do some different things, some skill sessions where we break it down. Like, you know, Tuesday we just had our defenseman and a goalie session. The forwards had the day off. And then we'll do something different with the forwards and give the defenseman and the goaltenders a day off. So just trying to keep guys fresh, their minds fresh. We'll do some team building things. Check in on our kind of our core covenant and all those kind of things that are really important. We have a great alumni scrimmage on
Saturday.
Okay,
can you tell me about that?
Yeah,
Jerry Tarrant was telling us about it.
So yeah, exactly. We, you know, probably about 3 or 4 years ago, we had an off weekend like this, and we just thought it'd be a great idea for our local alums to be able to intermix with our current players, and not only just in a social setting, but actually play the game we all love. So we mixed the younger guys with the more experienced guys, and just have a green and gold 1 hour scrimmage, and then we'll have a lunch afterwards, and it'll be great for our alums to get to know the current cats and vice versa. So really looking forward to that. And then it'll be kind of business as usual the following week, our regular game preparation for Clarkson St. Lawrence.
Are the teams set for that at all?
We're drafting them as we speak.
Who are the captains? How does it work?
Oh, yeah. We've had some injuries, unfortunately, not
True.
Only on our team, but with the alumni group.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a couple guys have reported that they can't play with little tweaks here
and
there.
Some day-to-day stuff.
Yeah, you know, getting out of bed the wrong way. I mean, it's it's tough like us old guys, you know. So so we got to see who's available, and we'll kind of make it all up. But it's, you know what, it's one time where our guys can just go out there and have fun. There's no pressure of playing. Just have fun, you know, enjoying the game we love.
All right, awesome, Coach. Well, thanks. Enjoy the next couple weeks, and we'll check in next Thursday.
All right, sounds good, Michael. Thank you.
Rolling right along here on Catamount Insider, the German freshman, the guy who has 7 goals this season for UVM men's soccer, Rasmus Tobinski. That's next on Catamount Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Tough, powerful, versatile. It's a cat. Equipment you want, features you need, support you can trust. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Life is filled with uncertainties. Your career, your health, your family situation, they're all subject to change. So how can you plan for your future when you don't know what it'll hold? Hi, I'm Steve Gentile, a financial advisor right here at Morgan Stanley's Colchester office. I'll work with you to create a wealth plan and manage your investments through all of the changes. To get started, give me a call at 652-6007 and start planning your future today. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
When it comes to any flooring project, Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring has you covered with quality products including ProGen Luxury Vinyl Tile from Tarkett. ProGen is fully warranted and 100% waterproof. It won't warp with exposure to cold or sunlight, so it's perfect for three-season sunrooms, camps, and basements. We offer professional installation services, and customer satisfaction is our number one priority. Talk with the experts at Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring. Pine Street, Burlington, ablevt.com.
Burlington Country Club, one of the top golfing experiences in Vermont, with pristine fairways, immaculate greens, and ideal golfing conditions. Whether it's special golfing memories, lifelong friendships, relaxation, or cuisine for any occasion, there's something for everyone both on and off the course. World-class golf and lasting relationships. That's what awaits you at BCC.
Natural casings, of course, is our big seller, and we have in the skinless variety, we have the all beef and the all meat.
Bill McKenzie talks about that staple of summer, McKenzie hot dogs.
We haven't changed ingredient-wise or the way that we make the hot dogs in all these years. The same fresh meats go into it. There's no fillers. Still using natural spices. Did the same way when old John McKenzie was around.
McKenzie hot dogs, available wherever fine meats are sold.
If you're going to have a hot dog, why not have a good one? And McKenzie's is a good one.
Kiss the Cook, Prohibition Pig and Positive Pie, Tom Girl Juice, Vermont Artisan Tea and Coffee and Hender's Bake Shop, Pinkies on State and The Scuffer. A love of food and drink is something we all share in Vermont. And something all these great businesses share is a relationship with Northfield Savings Bank. And the relationships, well, they're as varied as the businesses themselves. For some, we help with business lending, delivering the speed and knowledge that comes with local decision-making. For others, it's our interest-earning deposit accounts that manage the day-to-day. And some businesses take full advantage of the convenience of our online banking. Bottom line, we are in the business of helping your business. So whatever your appetite is for business growth, we can help. Stop by a Northfield Savings Bank branch or give us a call. Maybe we can meet for coffee, or tea, or lunch, or a snack. Trust us, we know a few good spots. Northfield Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome to Chat with the Cats. We are here with freshman forward on the UVM men's soccer team, Rasmus Tobinski. And Rasmus, thanks so much for taking a couple minutes and doing this with us. We're really excited to have you on Chat with the Cats.
Yeah, no problem. Nice to meet you.
So you're from Germany. That's probably the most notable thing. One of the most notable things about you as far as a standout on this team. Tell us a little bit about Germany. If someone's listening that's never been to Germany, what is Germany like?
It's a good question. Germany is not so big like here, but Burlington is very similar to my hometown. So, and I miss Germany, and I love the people up there. And the weather is a little bit better than here. So, all in all, it's similar to, I think, to Burlington. But yeah.
So, where in Germany is your hometown?
In the northern part. So, in Kiel, it's nearby Hamburg.
And before coming to UVM, had you spent a lot of time in the United States?
No, it was my first time.
And what was your first impression when you got here?
My first impression was I was very tired because I arrived at midnight, so I didn't see much about Burlington. But my second impression of the next day was quite nice. I went to the lake and... yeah, it was a great view to the mountains and the lake, so yeah, it was quite nice.
And overall, how's your freshman year gone here? What has been being a part of this team like?
It's a completely new situation, like new tactics and techniques and a new, you know, schedule, like soccer and the academic education combined. I like it, and I'm very satisfied with my decision to come to the United States. And yeah.
What's the difference between soccer out in Europe and the college level here?
The club situation. You play not for your university, you play for your club. And it's nothing with education, so only soccer. And this is like most of the time in the evening after your job or your school. So yeah, this is the most different.
And what has been your favorite thing about Burlington?
As I said, I like the lake and the view to the mountains. That's very beautiful. And yeah, they're just like a student city. So we have a bunch of students, and that's very cool.
We're here with Rasmus Sobinski on the men's soccer team here at UVM on Catamount Insider. Chat with the Cats is brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work. It's located on Cat Lane in Richmond. So, Rasmus, now you've been a part of this team for about half the season. What is this team like? What are your goals right now, and where do you feel you're at this midway point?
I feel very good, and my goal is to develop myself and the team as well. So I want big things, you know, like trophies and championships. So that's the reason why I went to Vermont. And I know it's a hard way, but I'm very excited to do it. And yeah.
Where do you think you can get better as an individual? What are you working on right now?
You mean on the soccer field?
Yeah, soccer-wise.
Okay, I need to improve my left foot, so my weak foot. And maybe, get a little bit quicker in the first steps. Yeah.
Okay, and now off the soccer field, just some fun questions about you. What kind of music do you listen to?
Like German rap.
Okay, who's your favorite German rapper? Who should I look up?
It's called Luciano. Yeah, it's from Berlin. He's a nice rapper.
What do you miss most about Germany?
The food. It's the food.
Okay, what's your favorite German meal?
It's like a meal from my mom. So it is typical German meat and potatoes and a great sauce. So I miss it a lot.
What's your favorite food in America?
I like some things, but yeah, as I said, I mean,
what's your least favorite food? What have you tried and you really did not like? Anything? Was there anything you ate and you're like, this is just not good?
A pizza, I don't know the name, it was with everything, I think, like...
Oh, like a combo pizza?
Yeah, this was very, like, different.
A little too much. All right, last thing for you. What are you most excited about with this season coming towards, where it's going to get colder, it's going to get a little more intense? What are you looking forward to in the next couple weeks?
Yeah, 3 points, so it'd been tough days. And when the weather changes and it gets colder, it's even harder. I only want to win the games. It doesn't matter if I score a goal or other teammates. I just want to win the games. And
awesome, man. Well, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Really great to talk to Rasmus. He's got size and skill, and he's overall just really fun to watch. So come out to Virtue Field on Saturday at 7 p.m. to get a good peek at him in a big conference game for UVM. We've already heard from Coach Sneddon, so let's switch to the women's side. Women's ice hockey head coach Jim Plumer is next on Catamount Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Burlington Country Club, one of the top golfing experiences in Vermont, with pristine fairways, immaculate greens, and ideal golfing conditions. Whether it's special golfing memories, lifelong friendships, relaxation, or cuisine for any occasion, there's something for everyone both on and off the course. World-class golf and lasting relationships. That's what awaits you at BCC.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Did you know that there's more than $94 million in unclaimed financial property in Vermont and that the Vermont State Treasurer's Office receives millions in new property each year? Some of it could be yours. There's no charge or commission to claim your money. So even if you've checked before, check again.
Hi, I'm State Treasurer Beth Pierce. Search for your name online at missingmoney.vermont.gov or give my office a call at 1-800-642-3191. It's your money. Claim it.
D Physical Therapy has been serving the greater Burlington area for over 30 years. With three convenient locations in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, we accept all insurances. Treating athletes, the injured worker, the student athlete, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us on the web at dept.com to learn more. That's DEEPT.com.
Hi, I'm Jeff Bushy, sales manager at the Best Western Plus, Windjammer Inn, Windjammer Restaurant, and Upper Deck Pub. I've been personally working with UVM Athletics for over 20 years, and I've seen some amazing games at the Gut. We wish Kevin Sneddon and the UVM Athletics the best this season. We are also proud to be a Victory Club sponsor for UVM Athletics and look forward to the continuing success of this program. And if you're at the game or plan to attend one in the future, I personally invite you to join us at the Upper Deck Pub. It's a great place to meet before or after the game. And keep us in mind when you have guests coming in from out of town. Go Cats, go!
Hi, this is Matt.
And John Erickson
from Vermont Paint Company.
As your local family-owned Benjamin Moore dealer, we are proud to partner with UVM Athletics.
On staff, we have a UVM alum, a UVM junior, and parents of current UVM students. So when you purchase Benjamin Moore from Vermont Paint, you really are supporting local families.
Serving Catamount Country for more than 79 years, Vermont Paint is conveniently located in Williston and Burlington and online at vtpaint.com.
Go Cats, go!
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Have you been thinking about electric car charging stations for your place of business? Cummings Electric can show you how to get up to 80% off the total cost of purchasing and installing an electric car charging station with a grant from the state of Vermont. Cummings Electric is your local authorized charge point dealer in Vermont. And now is the time to give Glenn a call and learn more about grant money currently available. Call Cummings Electric today at 802-658-1292 to learn more.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. It is presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Now joined by the head coach of the women's hockey team, Jim Plumer, for the first time. Coach, thanks for hopping on the pod.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Very, very happy to have you. So I've been sitting down with as many coaches as I can over the next couple weeks to get some insight into why they do what they do and a little bit about their programs as well. So let's start with when you got into coaching. Why did you decide to become a coach, and specifically why women's hockey?
Well, I think you told me I only have 10 minutes. There's no way I get this all in 10 minutes. But my path's a little different. I'll give you the very the Reader's Digest version of the Reader's Digest version. So
little spark notes.
Yeah, you know, I was maybe a midlife crisis, if you want to call it that. Career change after close to 20 years of doing some different things, had been doing some coaching and wanted to, thought I was getting a little restless and thought I might want to do teaching and coaching, and was fortunate enough to get a JV girls hockey high school job in at North Yarmouth Academy in Maine. I think they were happy to have someone that could come to practice at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and kind of got hooked from there. And it was kind of a circuitous, serendipitous journey to end up here. But really, I had been coaching youth sports. I had dabbled in a little coaching of women's hockey my senior year of college at Colby in 1982, 83. So I had a little exposure to the women's game. But really, it was just fate that took me into this high school thing and, you know, went to Bowdoin College from there, which was my first experience in a college setting. And then as an assistant coach at age 40. And then I was fortunate enough to get the Amherst job after 3 years of being at Bowdoin. And, you know, one thing led to another here, you know, some success, and, you know, the opportunity arose to be here. So that is about as short as I can make it.
And what have you learned now going from the D3 level to the D1 level? How has life changed, and what have you learned about college hockey?
Well, I mean, it is very different. I don't think I really even understood the depth of the differences between D3 and D1 at the time. I think it definitely took a few years. You know, certainly the recruiting is very different. Competing against, you know, Olympic caliber players in D3, you rarely play against somebody who can really be a game breaker, because if those kids would be in D1. So I think that part of it, like, you can't outcoach the level of talent that some kids that have had that we've played against. Plenty of Olympians in our league, U.S., international Olympians. I think that, to me, is probably the biggest difference, is that, you know, if you don't have some of those kids at that level, it's very difficult to stop Kendall Coyne's speed, for those people who know Kendall Coyne. We can contain her when she was at Northeastern, and she's still going to end up with a breakaway or two a game, because she's probably the fastest kid on earth at this point, fastest female hockey player on earth. So, you know, without going into all the details, certainly, you know, recruiting and getting into the mix with those caliber of players that can really help you compete at the highest level is a big thing. But, you know, the rest of it, the coaching is coaching, and you know, we're still coaching the same game and trying to treat our players the same way and build a positive culture, and all those things are quite similar.
And overall, with now kind of taking it back to campus, being here and where this program is at right now, where would you say the program is right now? And what are your goals in the next coming years?
Well, I mean, when I came here, I definitely, you know, I came from a situation where I'd been in the NCAA playoffs 5 out of my last 6 years at Amherst, and had had won 2 national championships, and had enjoyed the notion that we started every season thinking that we could win a national championship, at least, you know, the sort of second 2/3 of my tenure there. You know, so I think it's been a longer climb to get into that upper echelon, or to be, yeah, I don't think we've done anything to consistently enough to say that we're in the upper echelon, but I think to, you know, to have a talent level and have a culture and have a level of consistency of the way we play, to realistically call ourselves that, I think that we made a major philosophical change in recruiting 4 years ago that I think is starting to pay dividends now. So I feel like with the level of talent that we have, the quality of character, people that we have in our program now, I think we can legitimately look at ourselves as a team that's on the rise. You know, we definitely felt, you know, face an uphill battle in Hockey East with some teams that had a head start on us, or were already at that level of attracting international and U.S. and Canadian level talent. But I feel like with the direction our recruiting has gone, and it I think it really shows up right now in, like, our sophomore and junior classes. Our sophomore class off to a great start this season, and I think we've put together some good recruiting classes in a row now that are reflected on this team that we have.
We're here with Jim Plumer, the head coach of the women's ice hockey team here at the University of Vermont. And Coach, you come off last weekend, you get a win and a tie. What do you know about this year's team already, and where do you think they can go this year?
There's no question in my mind that this is offensively the deepest team we've had. I mean, we got to see some contributions up and down the lineup. We were able to finish against a really, really good goaltender last weekend, which was a really promising sign for a team that's had struggles to score. Our power play was good. So, I mean, I think we've got, you know, we've got good balance in our lines and depth in our lines. And I think that's going to make us, you know, that's going to make us tough to compete with. I don't think we've been top heavy or maybe not even top heavy enough in some previous years. But I think, you know, like it, for an example, with Picard coming back now after, you know, after an injury, you know, and to have someone with that talent level that last weekend was on our fourth line, that's a nice luxury. I don't expect her to stay there for long, but you know, I think we're set up to be able to create some offense. Our D-core is still young, but they're very mobile, and so I really like how they can manage the puck coming out of our zone.
And a big change that we've already seen this season, you get 3 power play goals last weekend. What have you changed in the power play scheme, or is it just personnel that's led to that so far early success?
I mean, I think some of it's personnel. You know, our top power play right now is 4 sophomores and a junior on it. So, you know, the impact of the sophomore class kind of turned it over to Alex Gettens, assistant coach, who's really been instrumental in working with me to implement some philosophical changes and ideas that we wanted to create. And, you know, I think some of it is just getting the right chemistry. I think there's times when you have a few of the right pieces, but not 5 pieces that work well together. And I think we were off to a good start with that. So, you know, obviously we want to keep that going.
One last question for you. You got the home opener this weekend and first series here at home. What's it like to play at home? And also, to people who haven't been to a women's hockey game, what's your plug on why someone in the area should come to a women's game?
Well, I'm going to go with the plug first, because I've asked this question of many, many men's season ticket holders who I've run into at functions or just casually around, and I'll say, you know, have you ever been to a women's game? No, you know, and I'm saying, why? And they rarely have a good answer, and one of the things I always ask them is, do you like hockey? Do you go for the hockey, or do you? I mean, I know some people go for the social event. It's a big deal in Burlington to go to a UVM men's hockey game, and you know, sometimes they say, well, you know, we have had season tickets with our friends and we've gone forever, and you know, but most of the time they say yes, they like hockey, and I said, well, why wouldn't you go? I mean, the pace of the game, the skill level nowadays is really very good, and this is my 20th year and coaching college hockey, of which, you know, the first 12 were in D3, but you know, been close to the game, and you know, the level of skill development and depth across Division I is really so much better than it was 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, and so I think for people that like hockey, that want to see a skill game, between our team and, you know, some of our opponents have some of the best players in the world. I mean, there's people who have Olympic experience in Hockey East. So I think, you know, they can get a quality hockey experience. And you know, my one plug I have for female hockey, and one of the reasons I get such a charge out of it, you know, I'm my age, I was growing up when, you know, female sports was becoming normalized, I guess I would say, and just to see how much it matters to these guys, and being around and seeing how much they put into it and how much passion they play with, and you know, I know we have a relatively small number of diehard fans, but I know they really appreciate and respect how much these girls put into it, and I think if more people came, they'd be pleasantly surprised at the quality of hockey and seeing you know, how much it means to the kids that play. As far as our opener and St. Lawrence, traditionally a very strong team. In kind of watching a little video on them, they play a similar style to us. They like to play fast. So I think it'd be a fairly wide open weekend of hockey, and I think that tends to be entertaining for people. You know, we don't feature the big body checks, but I think people will be surprised at the speed and the skill that if they haven't seen women's hockey before.
If you're interested in coming out to the Guts, 6 p.m. Thursday and 6 p.m. Friday, the women's ice hockey team will be on the ice, and you can come both weekends and also all season long. We'll make sure to plug you all season long. Coach, thanks so much for the time, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Final segment coming right up next. The Premier Lacrosse League Championship-winning assistant coach for UVM Men's Lax. Oh, that was a mouthful. Lots to look forward to in a great interview with Jake Bernhardt. That's next on Catamount Insider from Learfield IMG College.
You want to be confident that your investments are working for you. Wouldn't it be nice to get guidance to help make that happen? Hi, I'm Steve Gentile, a financial advisor right here in Morgan Stanley's Colchester office, and I can help you create a wealth plan and help manage your investments, even help you work towards a comfortable retirement. Give me a call to start your financial plan at 652-6007. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
Did you see that? The price on the pump just rolled back 6 cents.
Of course it did. I used my Irving Rewards card. Now I pay and save 6 cents on every gallon, all in one swipe because I linked my card to Irving Debit Pay.
One card and one swipe? That's easy.
And it's on top of the other ways I can earn rewards, like at the pump, in the store, and at home with Irving Energy. The savings really add up.
It's easy to save with Irving Rewards. To learn more, visit theirving.com/rewards. Terms and conditions apply. Participating locations only.
Gill Tavern, Williston Road, South Burlington. The Farmhouse Group's Tavern and Steakhouse featuring wood-grilled burgers, Vermont steaks, seafood, and more. Recipient of the Wine Spectator Award of Excellence and offering Vermont beers and signature craft cocktails. Join us at the bar for dinner and drinks before the game. Serving dinner nightly, located just minutes from UVM athletic facilities. Find out more at gilltavern.com.
Natural caseins, of course, is our big seller, and we have in the skinless variety, we have the all beef and the all meat.
Bill McKenzie talks about that staple of summer, McKenzie hot dogs.
We haven't changed ingredient-wise or the way that we make the hot dogs in all these years. The same fresh meats go into it. There's no fillers. Still using natural spices. Did the same way when old John McKenzie was around.
McKenzie hot dogs, available wherever fine meats are sold.
If you're going to have a hot dog, why not have a good one? And McKenzie's is a good one.
Brickliners Custom Masonry and Chimney Services knows that safety comes first. But striving to offer professional service, taking better care of their customers, and going above and beyond the call of duty with every job comes in at a close second. Call Brickliners Custom Masonry and Chimney Services, 872-0123. That's 872-0123. Brickliners, the ones to trust when safety is a must. Call 872-0123.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Kiss the Cook, Prohibition Pig and Positive Pie, Tom Girl Juice, Vermont Artisan Tea and Coffee and Hender's Bake Shop, Pinkies on State and The Scuffer. A love of food and drink is something we all share in Vermont. And something all these great businesses share is a relationship with Northfield Savings Bank. And the relationships, well, they're as varied as the businesses themselves. For some, we help with business lending, delivering the speed and knowledge that comes with local decision-making. For others, it's our interest-earning deposit accounts that manage the day-to-day. And some businesses take full advantage of the convenience of our online banking. Bottom line, we are in the business of helping your business. So whatever your appetite is for business growth, we can help. Stop by a Northfield Savings Bank branch or give us a call. Maybe we can meet for coffee or tea or lunch or a snack. Trust us, we know a few good spots. Northfield Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. It's presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane. in Richmond. I'm Michael Lear, now here with Jake Bernhardt, the assistant coach of the men's lacrosse team that we're talking to a little bit about men's lacrosse, but a little bit more about you as well, Jake. So first, thanks for coming on. First lacrosse anything we've had on the podcast, so thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me and, you know, getting to know a little bit more about the lacrosse program.
I guess it's now been almost a month since it's happened, but the Premier Lacrosse Championship with the Whipsnakes Lacrosse Club. First off, what was it like being a part of the first year of a league? It's a really unique experience that most people don't get.
Yeah, it was really exciting because we were taking a little bit of a dive, you know, not really knowing what we're going to jump into, but it was exciting just because we knew there was going to be a lot of unknowns and kind of paving the way for this sport that we're pretty passionate about and we really feel strongly that can, you know, take off and, you know, be really successful. So it was a really fun experience, and you know, I can't wait for the 2020 season.
Was there anything weird about just kind of like, you know, you're going in new places, it's new for literally everyone from the refs to the coaches to the players. Was there any kinks in the process of getting it going?
Yeah, you know, in like year one, there's always some things that come up that have to be adjusted. But the great thing about the league, you know, we're in great hands with Paul and Mike at the helm, the Rabel brothers, and they were quick to make changes and make adjustments, and there wasn't anything set in stone. And I mean, even before going into the league, I think they anticipated doing a 45-second shot clock, and we went into training camp and some of us voiced our opinion maybe it's a little too fast, which made the adjustment to 52. But again, you know, with their motto, we the players, you know, they were all about making sure that they're doing what's in the best interest of us.
So when did you first hear about the league, and when did you decide that you definitely want to be a part of it?
So it's probably about a year to the date, pretty close. I think October 22nd is actually, they just announced PLL Day when they officially announced it last fall. But there were definitely some rumblings back, you know, this time last year, maybe a little before that. Guys had been, you know, thinking about making the transition, obviously very, you know,
touch and go.
Yeah. Know, we weren't really sure what to expect, and but with those guys leading and showing us their vision and doing a great job with that, it wasn't very hard to make the decision to make the jump.
And then you got all the way to the championship game. What was the season like, and what was winning that championship like when it was the first of its kind?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a great opportunity to be able to play on the team that I play with, a bunch of Maryland guys, which is where I went to school. And with that group, a lot of them I had played with, you know, in college, or some of them barely overlap with, and some of them I'd never played with, and obviously stay up to date with the Maryland lacrosse program. But a lot of us, you know, didn't get a chance to finish, you know, what we've been working for in college, and it was nice to be able to just get it done with that group. And it was really special because a lot of them had never won any type of championship, let alone a national championship in college. So it was just it was a really awesome experience, and you know, ups and downs the regular season and just like any league. And but you know, it was just a awesome league.
How did you balance being here and playing professionally at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, it really helps having, you know, a guy that I work with, Chris Fife's head coach at Vermont, being able to give me the opportunity to balance recruiting and playing. And, you know, obviously what comes first is recruiting and the Vermont lacrosse program. You know, we're very passionate about making this thing the best it can be and where the vision that we have to take it to the next level. But also have the opportunity to represent Vermont while I'm on the road in these PLL environments, venues, and you know, people associate myself not only with being a PLL player, but a coach at the University of Vermont, and you know, playing at Maryland and so forth. So it was just, I think, a win-win for everyone. And you know, the kids you're recruiting, they were really into the PLL, so you can talk to them about that. And you know, sometimes they wouldn't tell me they're Whipsnake fans, but it would be fine.
We're here with Jake Bernhardt, assistant coach on the men's lacrosse team and a PLL champion in their inaugural season. So I'm not going to cow and cowherd this analogy too much, but I had a professor in college who was a journalism professor, and then in the summers he would go to San Francisco and he was a reporter, or still is a reporter, live on TV in the summers, and then he'd teach how to be live on TV throughout the year. And that was the first thing I thought of when I realized that all these, or a handful of college coaches are playing professionally. How does it help you as a coach? You already mentioned as a recruit, but, you know, to kind of still be in touch with the game and also be coaching it and playing it professionally all at once.
Yeah, I think it's just a unique experience. I don't think any other professional sport has that, where guys continue to still play and coach. It's usually you play, you retire, you become coaching. We kind of get thrown to the wolves a little bit different, where we start coaching early in our careers, kind of learn as we're playing. And I think being able to relate to our guys and be in those positions or situations, I think it's very easy to come across, and so they get the point of, you know, what we're trying to convey to them. And, you know, not only that, I think that, you know, the kids trust, you know, what you're doing, because they know, they see you on TV doing those things, you know, but they'll also be quick to point out when you make a mistake or, you know, you do something on national television.
They're watching you, and you'll get the text after.
So they're pretty critical. So, you know, you can't be a hypocrite, but it's definitely fun. And, you know, again, it's just something that I don't think a lot of other sports get the opportunity to do in my position.
Did you talk to the guys at all after you guys won the championship? Were they all, I picture them all in the same room watching on TV. Is that what it was like?
Yeah, a lot of them, I think, got together, you know, for the game, you know, Saturday afternoon game. So I think, you know, most of them, we didn't have anything going on back here in Burlington. So most of them were tuned in, you know, I think NBC, so it was national television. And I think even new fans, you know, really got into it. And everyone that I run into that had no association with lacrosse were telling me how exciting of a game it was, and how, you know, how much they wanted to just not miss any moment of the game. But yeah, definitely our guys were really into it. And, you know, some of them were chirping me in, but it's all right.
It's all good, right? It's a respectful chirp to a coach at the same time. We're here with Jake Bernhardt, the assistant coach on the men's lacrosse team. And as far as lacrosse in your life, I know it's been a part of your life since you were really, really little. Why do you love the game, and where did it originate way back with your father?
Yeah, I mean, growing up, I was a football, baseball guy. You know, wasn't really a lot of lacrosse back in Orlando, Florida. Dad came home one day, just told us to sign us up for camp. And next thing you know, we're going to 3-day lacrosse camp, and that was like our season for the year, because we didn't really have anything. And then the year later, we had gone to the camp again and kind of found a league, and, you know, really kind of went from there. And the guy, who Dave Cottle, who's actually the coach for the Chesapeake BayHawks, who just won the MLL championship with Warren Jeffrey, and my brother Jesse Bernhardt, coaches at University of Maryland, it's defense coordinator. He was running the camp with Loyola at the time, eventually went to Maryland, and then full circle recruited me to Maryland and my brother, and now coaches, you know, with the BayHawks, and, you know, winning a championship this past weekend. So it was pretty cool to see how everything's kind of come together. But, you know, that's where it really took off.
And does it feel like lacrosse is really a family with, I mean, you got Warren on a team with guys that you played with your brother there and all that stuff. Is it a really tight-knit community?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we're very business-like once we're going to, you know, our games on the weekends. I mean, we very rarely interact with the other group, you know, with being in the same location with the PLL. But when you get a chance to see those guys and catch up, you know, you don't skip a beat, and you just, you know, pick up from where you left off. And it's really cool, and being able to do it with the Maryland guys, but also now being a coach and seeing the guys that I've worked with the past couple years, and the most professional lacrosse players we've ever had in Vermont lacrosse history playing all at one time. You know, and we're really just scratching the surface with that. So it's really exciting times.
So we'll have a couple of episodes on this podcast where we preview your season coming up. But as far as fall ball right now and where this team is at, what can you tell us about this year's Vermont lacrosse team?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really competitive. We got a young group. We brought in, this is our first recruiting class since we've been at the University of Vermont. So it's been a long 3 or 4 years of putting this group together. We have 17 freshmen that have all come in and, you know, are right in the mix right now and pushing the older guys. And the older guys are doing the same thing to them, making sure that, you know, they're doing what we've put in place so far as a culture. And I think it's just really exciting that we're able to, you know, finally go play against somebody else this upcoming weekend with McGill and Bishops. And then the following weekend with Manhattan and Harvard. I think the guys are getting a little sick of playing against each other day in and
green
day
and gold
out.
Jerseys are getting old.
Yeah, but no, it should be exciting. And, you know, also with the spring schedule slated, some great tests against, you know, University of Maryland and Syracuse again, leading into the regular season. So we're really looking forward to taking this thing to the next level.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.
A slightly more quiet weekend, but still a big one on campus coming up. Women's hockey goes back-to-back with St. Lawrence on Thursday and Friday night at 6 p.m. at Gutterson Fieldhouse. Men's soccer has a conference match set with Binghamton at home on Saturday as well. That game's slated for 7 p.m. at Virtue Field. Women's soccer heads to Baltimore for a matchup with UMBC on Sunday, and field hockey heads to UMass Lowell for a date with the Riverhawks. As always, you can tweet at UVM Athletics with the hashtag CatamountInsider to give us any comments, any questions, anything you want to hear on the show. We'll be checking out your tweets every week. Thanks so much for listening to Episode 2 of Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat from Learfield IMG College.
On the Vermont Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this has been the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Vermont Sports Network.